Clearly disappointed in the way that we performed today, especially the way that the kind of camp that we've had, kind of spring that we've had. We give a lot of credit to JMU. They played well offensively and defensively. Special teams all around. They outplayed us. My biggest issue tonight is we didn't play well in the offensive front at all. It kind of started right from the get-go. We put more balls on the ground, snapping the ball, than I've ever been a part of, whether it was in practice here in the spring, the fall, all that combined. Started on offense. Then that leaked right into our quarterback play offensively. It wasn't very good. We didn't do the things that we were supposed to do with the football in a lot of situations. We rolled opposite of the route. We got flushed out of the pocket. A lot of times we got in some long situations. Our receivers bailed us out a few times with their talent. But all in all, we didn't do what we needed to do. I didn't think we ran the ball effectively at all. And as hard as we worked on rushing, we didn't do a good job. I thought that Thomas, when he came in, he gave us a big boost, a little bit of energy. Kid tried to will us to scoring some touchdown drives. He had some poor throws in the game where he had some good matchups with guys we just didn't complete. Special teams-wise, I think we've gotten better because we got better players out there on the field, and it's kind of showing up. Defensively, I thought we found our groove in the second quarter, and we found a way to kind of maintain what they were doing, had some more adjustments to go on at halftime, and we didn't play well at the linebacker position, at our weak side linebacker position in this game. We lost the gap. We didn't carry some seams. And it's not necessarily one person or two people. It's the entire scheme, the entire defense. We don't single out one position. We didn't make plays in the secondary that would eliminate X plays. So offensively and defensively, that was well below the line. I tell you what, you get out gained 600 yards plus to 350 yards plus, and you look down at the call sheet, you look down at the score sheet, and you see time of possession the same. You see you run more plays than the other team, that lets you know you weren't doing anything with the ball when you had the ball. And that's what happened tonight. I thought our offense didn't give our defense any energy in the first half. Our defense, I felt like, wore a little bit at the end once they continued to run out there with no points on the board. And when you play like that together, you end up losing a football game the way that we lost. Very, very disappointed, as disappointed as I've been since I've been here. But the first thing that I got to do is I got to look in the mirror, and there's going to be some definite changes that are coming, and not necessarily the changes that will be visible to the naked eye, but there will be changes coming, because what we did was we can't go out and perform at the level that we performed at.
With the exiting of Minshew, where does that mean quarterback?
We'll find that out after I look at the tape on tomorrow morning. I do feel like we got a little bit of a boost in energy from what Thomas was able to do. I thought Gardner, a lot of nerves in that game, and something that we hadn't seen. We put him in a lot of situations. That's why we kept the quarterback. The quarterback hunt open as long as we did, because we wanted each quarterback going into each scrimmage to feel the pressure of, if you don't play well, you will not start. And everything that he did, every single scrimmage that he had, we put him in that situation, he had played really, really well. I'm sure that he'll bounce back. I'll look at the tape, and we'll make that decision moving forward on Monday or Tuesday.
Is this a good situational in terms of when you take him out, put Sark in?
No, that wasn't situational. That was me taking Gardner Minshew out and putting Thomas Sirk in, because we felt like we had a better chance to win at that point in time with Thomas Sirk.
Was he lacking the running game tonight?
Yeah, the lack of the running game really got started. If you look at what happened to us, a bad snap here, a bad snap there. Second and longs happened to the run game. So now you're in a situation where you're trying to run the ball in second and long, and you don't feel good about it if you're a coordinator, because you don't want to end up in third and long. So the lack of runs and creating the runs was penalties, some mental errors in the run game by just a gamut of people. And that is the most disappointing thing, I would say. Just like I said, the play in our run game, just our offensive line play in the run game. I thought some of our backs were trying to stay where they're supposed to be two with the ball. I haven't seen it on tape, but I just didn't think we performed very well up front.
The defense did not do a great job stopping the quarterback. What did you see from that perspective?
I thought the defense did a good job in the second quarter of containing some of the deals, but the run from the running back position. But the quarterback did a good job of extending the plays. They ran a couple quarterback draw on us. They got down the middle. I thought that, like I said before, we were one gap down in a lot of situations. So the one thing that we're going to have to look at is we're going to have to look at personnel. There's no question about it. But also we're going to have to look at where we're playing our safeties. If we're going to be in a situation where we just got to put a safety in position to help some of our linebackers in some of the situations that we're in. And then, of course, now the stress goes to the corners. So we've got some work to get done. We've worked really hard. The locker room was as good as it can be in this situation. They stayed down there together afterward, defensively and offensively. There was no screaming. There was no yelling. It was simply we got to come back and get ready to work. So we'll be hungry to work. But we practiced really well, and that's what's disappointing. We practiced well. We've had a good preseason, and then we go out into Dowdy-Ficklin at Bagwell Field, and we do that, and that's not what Pirate Nation deserves.
How do you think your wideouts handle the physicality with all those pass interference penalties?
You know, I thought early in the game there was a lot of pushing and shoving, you know, down the field. A critical third down driving in, there was a lot of pushing. Then a critical first or second down in the early part of the second quarter, I believe. I can't exactly remember what it was. It was a lot of physical pushing going on. And at halftime, you know, I made a statement to the officials. That ball's in there. They can't do that. But I thought they were letting them play both ways, so that wasn't necessarily an excuse. In the second half, I thought our guys tried to battle back through a lot of balls to get some calls, and they did. They put their foot in the ground and go back through the ball. But, you know, we just didn't give them a chance with some throws down there. Some of our guys ran some good routes. I thought the ball came out a couple of times way too early. We should have had some touchdowns down there that didn't end up in touchdowns because of we just didn't make the play.
Can you tell us about the thinking of Garrett again, Center, when you think about obviously putting snaps on the ground? Was there a thought to put him in guard?
Yeah, there was a thought to put him in guard. That was something that we didn't know about Garrett. You know, it was his first game starting at the center position. He was elected as team captain. So you can just tell how hard that was for some of those guys to adjust. Where Gardner and Garrett, team captains on offense, we had to remove them from the game because we felt like that was the only way we could get give ourselves a chance to win. So with Garrett, it was all about so many critical situations of the ball being put on the ground.
Coach, I know there were three touchdown runs of 70 yards or more in the second half, and what was essentially a three touchdown game. You know, you eliminate the big plays, and it's a lot more even game.
I agree. The explosive plays, which was one of our objectives for this camp. We've done a good job. We haven't got out on our defense the way they got out. I think that we started to stress our defense a little bit by trying to ask them to go create turnovers and to put the pressure on their offense because we weren't doing anything on offense ourselves. So they felt the stress and the pressure of trying to go make plays the whole second half because we couldn't move the ball or we were moving the ball and couldn't score, turning over on downs. You're exactly right, though. We didn't stop the X play. But this shouldn't have been a game where we needed to be worried about stopping three plays. This is a game where you play 75, 80 snaps, and you just be sound. And you come up and you tackle. And if they do get out, you get an 8 to 12-yard gain. So I was really disappointed that we didn't, from a secondary standpoint, we didn't get the guys on the ground when we were out of the gap at our linebacker position.
Coach, I know you've seen a lot of football, been around all your life. 172
yards and penalties on them. Somebody told you that Wednesday, you're probably being overjoyed about, being excited about that. But then, have you ever seen something like that where a team gets that many penalties and also piles up that many, offensive yards and good things as well? No, I haven't been around it. I have been around situations where, we outgained a team a lot of yards, and they had more penalties, a lot more penalties, and they end up winning the game. What I've not been a part of is you know, that many times. I thought we started to try to pressure their DBs a little bit because they were playing with so many people in the box at certain times to try to help them in the run game, but we had enough in the box to block them in the run game. And they were just, their DBs were just trying to compete for every ball. And, you know, I mean, I can't fault them on that. At the end of the day, they were passing interference 15 yards versus big time plays and big time touchdowns. They stopped a lot of big time plays with pass interference.
Do you feel like that was that game plan coming in and they said, you know, they knew you had receivers that could get down the field, maybe shorten the field, their DBs could kind of play, which they did in the red zone a little bit better than they did without COVID?
Yeah, I thought that their game plan, we thought that it would be just like it was. That was the hard part of it. If you saw us early in the game, we missed some throws on some curl routes and some digs and some out routes that were just low, just behind, just because we knew, and I thought Tony had a good feel for what they were going to do. And unfortunately, when we missed those throws slightly behind or high or down, when we missed all those throws, it started to give them a little bit more courage. So it started to make them come a little closer to us and say, okay, they're missing some throws. We're putting pressure on this quarterback. And now we're going to make them throw it over their heads. And then we're just going to fight for leverage. And if we get a P.I., we get a P.I. So in the beginning of the game, I thought they played us more like they played UNC last year, which we thought that they would play us more with, you know, softer corners versus everybody else where they came down and pressed them and just pressed them and pressed them and pressed them. And that's what they did. But when we didn't execute on offense, they said, you know what, now we got a 2-touchdown lead. Let's start making them, let's make the stress on them trying to throw it over our head. Let's be aggressive. Let's not give up the 5-yard, 6-7-yard games. If they run by us, you know, let's do what we got to do, but go compete for the balls. I thought Bob Trott did a good job.
One more. How about a loss like this? Looking forward to next week, and obviously the challenge of playing Morgantown. From a mental standpoint, how do you prepare this group for that challenge?
It's very hard. Very, very hard. It's always a task to get a team ready to play after a loss, but we're undaunted. I'm just going to tell you. I mean, this isn't something that I'm used to. I had a very similar situation like this happen to us one time before in the second year of the coach that I was last working with, and we lost a game very similar to this. And we went back to work, and we did a lot better in the weeks to come. It's hard. I've seen it. This is not something that we're used to. We never will get used to this. I don't like the feeling that I have right now. And it'll hurt even more tomorrow morning when I wake up.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Coach.